Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
You know, from time to time on the PowerCast, we like to look at other opinions, especially informed skeptics who have a very important point of view and can set people who maybe go a little too far over the edge in terms of belief systems on the straight and the narrow. In other words, we try to provide a balance for that. So our guest co-host is Kurt Collins, and on his suggestion and others, we've invited Mick West as not only a skeptic, but someone who has interacted with conspiracy theorists and is the author of Escaping the Rabbit Hole. Mick, welcome to the PowerCast. And I kind of think when you try to escape a rabbit hole in this day and age, where do you go anymore? Everything's a rabbit hole.
Indeed. The idea here is to get out of rabbit holes that are not healthy and perhaps get into rabbit holes that are healthy. There's plenty of interesting rabbit holes that you can go down without going down the deep end, so to speak.
I'm looking at your bio, and I want to get the beginning here. You didn't wake up one morning as a child saying, I'm going to be a skeptic. That's not something you do, is it?
It is not, no, but it is something that kind of dates back to my childhood. When I was young, I was very interested in reading about things like the supernatural, like ghost stories. I used to read Fortean Times, and there was a periodical in the UK called Unexplained. I think it was Mysteries of Time, Space, and other things. You know, it was just the general type of weird topics. And I really loved reading about them. I found them fascinating. Things like spontaneous human combustion and UFOs, and Bigfoot, and things like that. And then I got into, later in life, kind of reading a lot of science fiction. So I was very interested in kind of the ideas about, you know, space travel and aliens. You know, I found that fascinating. And then kind of later on in life, I did other things that were kind of more scientific-based, kind of mathematical-based. I became a computer programmer and started making video games, which required a lot of, you know, mathematical knowledge. And then when I came out at the other end of that, when I kind of came into retirement, I kind of melded all of my interests together. I took like my technical knowledge and my interest in things like the supernatural and UFOs and conspiracy theories, and decided to start writing about them. And here I am.
Would I recognize any of the games that you've done?
You would recognize one, I think, which is Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, which was a very famous skateboarding game back in the late 90s, early 2000s. Yeah, you know, it's one of those things that if you're not a gamer, you might not recognize it, but yeah, ask around and people will be familiar with it.
Well, we do have gamers in our audience, and I will take your word for it here. Now, when we look at various belief systems, and we'll get into conspiracy theories in a moment, do you see at all a tendency for more and more people to reject science? And I don't want to get into things like COVID-19 or anything like that. I think that's for the shows to deal with politics, and I want to avoid the politics as much as possible. But do you see a general tendency on the part of people to simply say, science ain't doing it for me?
Well, it's interesting because I think most people don't have much use for science in general. Yeah, a lot of people, they learn a bit of science at school, and then it's not really something that you use later in life. You know, stuff like mathematics, you don't really use that either. I mean, who uses algebra in their daily life? You know, very, very few people. You know, I do, but, you know, most people do not. And so I think this kind of, in a way, this disconnect from science has always been there. You know, there's also a kind of a tradition, I think, of rebelling against authority, which is a very American thing to do. And in some ways, I think science is seen as being, yeah, this authority, and people like to rebel against it. But I think what we're seeing now perhaps isn't so much an increase in that anti-science sentiment, but more of a surfacing of it and an amplification of it. You know, we hear more about what people feel about science and about scientists because of the internet. People are allowed to get into groups, not allowed, but they're encouraged to get into groups because that's what the internet, encourages. You get these kind of groups where the message gets amplified because people are all kind of talking about the same type of thing because they're all, have the same interests. And it seems like there's a lot more rejection of science, but I kind of feel like it's similar to how it's always been. You look back through history and there's always been these various types of anti-science movement, going back to the Luddite movement in the UK, where people were rebelling against these newfangled machines in factories, and they went in and burnt down the factories. It wasn't really like, it's more anti-technology rather than anti-science, but it's anti-progress. It's something that we have a very long history of, throughout the world.
So in the sense of the world in which we live now, where we have this paranormal universe, is that all anti-science, or is there any science to any of it? Well, this is obviously going to lead into 10,000 questions, but let's get into it.
That's a big question. It's a big question. And obviously, like, the thing about paranormal and the supernatural, they're kind of, by definition, things that are outside of conventional science. You think of paranormal, it's beyond normal. And these topics are things that naturally fall outside of the realm of science. And we're always going to have things like that. We're always going to have people who are speculating about what might be beyond what we know. And there's no reason not to. And this is how science progresses, is by people imagining things beyond what science tells us now, and then kind of checking to see if these things are true or not. I think where we get into problems is where people start to accept things that are outside of science as being true without them really having the evidence of the things that are kind of inside science. Normal science is usually backed by a lot of evidence and research and things like that. Whereas the paranormal is kind of, it's a different set of evidence. It's a lot more based on individual experience. People believe in the paranormal a lot of the times because they personally have had some experience that seems to validate the paranormal, and not because of scientific research. So in some ways they're related, but they're really quite different.
Certainly, though, something regarded as paranormal today could become accepted science tomorrow.
Sure, yeah, and there are obviously things that seemed like magic in the past, like magnets. How do magnets work? That's magic. One rock attack and makes another rock move. It's something that seems like magic. Meteorites, like rocks falling out of the sky. It seems like they're being hurled to the ground by the gods. It's something that seems to be absolutely incredible. And meteorites used to be something that science denied. They actually thought that people were making it up. They were making up these stories of rocks falling out of the sky, until one day they actually figured out that a rock actually did fall out of the sky because they saw it fall. They saw the track in the sky, and they were able to triangulate where it landed, and they dug it out, and then they analyzed it, and they saw it was a rock from outer space. So science is always progressing forward into things that might previously have seemed to be magic. But that doesn't mean that everything that seems like magic now is going to become science in the future. Some of the things that seem like magic now might actually be mistakes or illusions, but we don't know for sure.
And hopefully you can explain it. I'm going to ask you one very deep question, but we'll have to do our break in a moment. And that is, of all the paranormal things you've explored over the years, have you ever found something that you say, guys, I do not understand what this is. We really need to look further. Okay, Mick West is author of Escaping the Rabbit Hole. And on the Paracast, sometimes we like the rabbit hole and we exist within it to see what's going to happen. And not because of Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds or I Am the Walrus, for all you Beatles fans. With Gene and Kurt, you're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Nick West is our guest on the Paracast, and we're glad to welcome you on the show. And after this, we hope that you won't jump into a rabbit hole and stay there. Very few do that. Seriously,
yes.
Speaking, have you encountered anything where you say, gosh, I can't figure this out. Something weird's going on.
Well, it's got two questions, really. A lot of the time I encounter things where I can't figure out what is going on. And it's a lot of the time it's simply because you don't have enough information. Quite often people send me videos. This is one of the things that I'm more known for, is analyzing videos of things. So I see ghost videos, and I see UFO videos, and I see videos that purport to show some kind of weird phenomena, like scientific phenomena. And a lot of the time, you can't actually figure out what's going on in the video because there really isn't enough information. Like, you see a video of a dark room and a shadow moves across that room. And the question is, is it a ghost, or is it just a trick of the camera, or is someone faking it, or was it a mistake? Like, someone walks into the room and they forgot about it and then later looked at it. And a lot of the time, you ultimately can't figure out what's going on. But I think also a lot of the time people take cases like that and they say, because we can't figure out what it is, then it must be something amazing. It must be something incredible. It must be something paranormal. But just because we can't figure out which of these explanations is the most likely, it doesn't mean that we should gravitate towards one that has in the past not really stood up to the test of time. Yeah. So what I like to do when I'm faced with a case that is inexplicable, where a case that I can't figure out, is to make a list of the possible explanations, like I just did there. If we do have these typical ghost videos, where it's a dark shadow moving across a room, like on a baby cam or a nanny cam, something like that, the most likely thing is probably that somebody walked through the room. They just didn't realize it because they didn't check the footage until a day or two later. And then the next most possible probable thing might be something like it's a trick of the camera, like it's a car going past in the street and it casts a light across the wall. And then perhaps it being fake might be on the list. And then we can also add things that are less likely, which I personally would think would be things like ghosts. But ghosts, for some people, are the preferred explanation. So in some ways, the list is based on your own personal experience. So I make this list of explanations when I can't figure out what something is. But that doesn't mean that it's inexplicable in a mysterious way, just that it's inexplicable.
Well, Mick, this is Kurt. Before I saw anything about your investigating UFO videos or any paranormal, I first came across you on social media, mostly in relation to chemtrails. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about that for just a moment?
Sure. Chemtrails is this theory that the government, essentially, is spraying us. And people will look up in the sky and they'll see that sometimes planes leave trails behind them. And these trails we call contrails. Now, sometimes the trails behind planes are short. It's like a little finger of condensation behind the plane. And it fades away very rapidly, so it only lasts like a few seconds. It ends up being a few times the length of the plane. Sometimes, though, you get these very long lines behind planes. Some people have got it kind of in their heads because they've been told, or because they think of this themselves, that the first type is the normal type of contrail, the short contrail, and then the ones that are long and spread out across the sky sometimes are not. They're like, must indicate some kind of secret spraying program, something being added to the exhaust or something being sprayed from nozzles in the back of the plane. And they call those things chemtrails. So we've got this theory going around that there's this secret program of spraying out of the back of the planes. The big problem with this theory is that contrails, the condensation trails from the back of planes, can exist in either of those two types. We can get contrails that don't last very long, and that happens when the relative humidity isn't very high. If it's a dry day, a sunny day, not necessarily like all the time. But if it's just dry up there, you don't see very many clouds, often they won't last very long. If the relative humidity in the upper atmosphere is higher, then a contrail, when it forms, will grow and it will spread and it will persist and it can last a long time. And this is something that's straightforward science. You don't need to understand the science there. Like, what I like to do is show people that if you look up contrails in any book on the weather or any book on clouds in the last, like, say, 70 years since World War II when people really started noticing contrails, they will talk about how sometimes they persist and sometimes they don't. So this is something that is known in meteorology and in the weather. But it's something that somehow the people in the chemtrail community and the chemtrail conspiracy theorists have kind of rejected this little aspect of science and history and kind of created their own idea that these long contrails are evidence of some kind of secret spraying program. And there's lots of other claims of evidence as well, but they don't really hold up to scrutiny. I can get into those as well if you like. It's an interesting conspiracy theory, and it's one that kind of got me my start, I think, in really kind of investigating things and trying to explain them.
Why won't people believe that chemtrails has a readily discernible conventional explanation?
Well, once someone starts to believe something, it's actually quite hard for them to change their mind if they feel that the explanation is coming from a source they do not trust. So if someone believes in chemtrails, they have to believe in this massive conspiracy of the government. I mean, it really would have to be huge. The idea that the government is daily spraying things above all of the United States and, you know, the entire world, essentially, poisoning us and, you know, changing the climate and things like that, is a lot to believe. So once you've actually believed it, you've gone all the way in. You're deep in there. And if someone comes along, like me, and tries to explain to you how your contrails don't necessarily fade away, then they're like, why would I trust you? I'm going to trust this other guy that I saw on the internet, because they're already believing it. And they've got a preference. You know, people who are conspiracy theorists and, you know, kind of alternative thinkers usually have a preference for the alternative theories. So, you know, if they're saying, do I believe the government or do I believe this guy who's, you know, telling me that chemtrails are real, I'm going to believe this guy. I'm going to, you know, they're going to go with the other conspiracy theorists. So people are suspicious of me when I come out, which is why I do go for that approach of trying to get them to look at these old books, because it's kind of a neutral thing. Yeah, you can go into a library or you can just look at these books online. I have a video compilation where I go through all the books in my collection, and you can get these kind of neutral voices, and it's a great way of trying to get through to people.
So, of course, some people will call you just a shill.
Oh, yeah, I get that all the time.
With me, they call me things that I can't even say on commercial radio. But we'll get into more of that in our next segment with Nick West. With Gene and Kurt, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Authorities in cities across the nation say in some cases there are demonstrators in the streets on this overnight, but things have stayed very quiet and there hasn't been any violence reported in recent hours. That after Kyle Rittenhouse, the 18-year-old who had been accused of a double homicide and wounding a third man, was found not guilty of all charges on Friday. Things again relatively peaceful overnight, with one exception in Portland, Oregon, where there was a bit of a riot.
declared, and several arrests were made. The Women's Tennis Association says video released Saturday of Chinese tennis star Peng Shui is not enough to calm concerns about her safety and health. She's been missing ever since she accused a former top Chinese government official of persuading her to have sex with him several weeks ago. And Cardi B is hosting the American Music Awards tonight, Sunday night, on ABC. And this is USA Radio News.
The head of the CDC, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, is endorsing the use of COVID-19 vaccine boosters for all adults. Walensky giving her blessing after the CDC's vaccine advisors voted unanimously to recommend booster shots of both Pfizer and Moderna's vaccines. The boosters are now approved for all adults 6 months after they've received their first two doses, and the CDC strongly encourages older folks and people with underlying medical conditions to get their boosters before the holiday arrives. Over the weekend in many cities, it was kids who were getting vaccinated, like here in Illinois.
At first, it pinched a little bit. But in the end, I didn't feel anything.
85-year-old Democratic Congresswoman Eddie Bernice Johnson of Texas resigning after nearly 30 years in Congress. Johnson was the first black woman to chair the House panel on science, space, and technology. And this is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Mick West is our guest, a skeptic. He's the author of Escaping the Rabbit Hole, where we try to avoid that. Now, just very briefly, and again, I'm going to try not to touch on the politics, but you see where we're going. We're in a situation now where, depending on who's in charge, you either believe the government or not. This is in any country. So I've been saying for many years, let's just say it's all real, and the President of the United States gets on TV and says, okay, E.T. is here, E.T. is visiting us. Now, depending on whether you accept this president as being the president or believe in what he says, you may accept or dispute the claim that E.T. is here. Oh, no, he's just faking it. So you can't win, can you?
Yeah, I think with a claim like that, it would really have to be backed up by some evidence. The president simply going on TV and saying, you know, I have been in contact with aliens and, you know, trust me, we're going to do whatever because aliens are coming. If he doesn't present any evidence for that, then people are going to think it's some kind of, you know, like a false flag type thing or some kind of hoax that's designed to get them to, you know, go into FEMA camps or something like that. They're going to distrust his motives. So you're really going to have to look at the actual evidence that the president presents in such a case. Yeah, if it does happen, if aliens do arrive or we do get evidence of aliens, I think it's something that will be very difficult to keep a secret. Not just because the U.S. government is a leaky government, but it's something that would be, I think, apparent to governments all around the world. Different governments have different priorities. And so I think it's information that would get out there because it would be, you know, the biggest story in human history. It would be kind of up there with God coming down to earth. It would be such a significant event that the reverberations of even it being known and kept secret would cause so much upheaval within government and the intelligence community that we would know that something is going on. And right now, I don't really see that. I don't really see any great sense of urgency in investigating UFOs. I don't really see, you know, any kind of movements towards accepting aliens as real. It's still very much a distant possibility based on the actions of the government.
Well, you have to say, though, the government is showing more seriousness about UFOs than it used to.
Yeah, but, you know, is it the government or is it just a few people? You know, we got this UAP report came out a while ago. That was just, you know, essentially Marco Rubio got some language inserted into a bill to get this report done. Now we've got another thing, the Gillibrand amendment, where Senator Gillibrand has introduced legislation for a Office of Anomalous Areas Phenomenon Detection and Reporting, which, you know, it's great if we can get something like that, get more information about it. But it's not like that they actually have evidence that UFOs are aliens. It's more that you know, people see things in the sky that they can't identify, and so that's an issue. So we need to figure out what these things are that people are seeing. You know, UFOs are real in the sense that we see things in the sky we can't identify. Pilots report seeing them, even military pilots. So that's something that needs to be addressed, something we need to figure out as best as we can what people are seeing.
Correct, but at this point, they still don't know. I mean, if you look at the report, and I know there's a specific photo that I've heard you analyze, I think, with Chris Cuomo, as a matter of fact. And we don't want to get into Chris Cuomo because of his brother and everything. I mean, maybe that was the bad thing to mention there. But the point being here, on any show, you did analyze it and come to a conclusion, which we'll get into later. But the point being here is you're saying that these are a few individual politicians. But I don't know that there's a constituency out there that's sufficient to reelect these senators because they want further investigation on UAP.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, this is going to be the primary concern of Marco Rubio's constituents. But I also don't think it's going to hurt him. I think it's kind of a populist move, because people are interested in the UFO topic. They want to hear more about it. You know, if you do UFO stories on the news, they're very popular. The New York Times did a story on UFOs, and it was one of the most popular stories in New York Times history. So it's something that a lot of people are very interested in. There's also a bit of a lobbying effort going on by some people who are very interested in this topic. They've managed, I think, to kind of get a toehold in government, and they're kind of leveraging that. And there's a little bit, I think, of just kind of momentum where people are joining up with this call for UAP investigations, you know, UFO investigations, because they see other people doing it. You know, you could see perhaps Marco Rubio was one of the first ones to do it, but now we're getting other people on board. It's one of those things where you can, I think you can make a compelling case. You can bring out pilots who say they have seen things. You can present the evidence, and you can say there's all this concern about China and Russia might be developing like new types of aerial platforms or new types of drones, spy drones and attack drones and things like that. You know, there's those actual real national security concerns that you could include in your motivation for doing it, which sound great. You know, everyone's in favor of national security, so yeah, that plays well with the base. And then you've got the interesting possibility, the tantalizing possibility that maybe it's aliens, just as kind of icing on the cake.
Well, as you explore this, though, and explore these possibilities, you still have to wonder about the people who are calling for investigations. I'll give you an example, two former heads of the CIA, okay? Now, the thing that bothers me about it is you think, if they're members of the CIA, there's one level of clearance. You're the director. Brennan, for example, you're a director of the CIA. Wish you would know if they had some information
about
an unknown phenomenon. Why would they even say this? Forget about an ex-president or a would-be president. We're talking here about former heads of the CIA. But that's not all. If you go back through your history, Admiral Hillencotter, the first head of the CIA, asked for investigations of UFOs. This is back in the 50s.
Yeah, I think what we're seeing there is kind of what's been reflected in the UAP report is Admiral Haynes, the current director of National Intelligence and former CIA deputy director, talked about this recently, that we don't really have enough good information. Other people have been talking about this as well, that the current evidence we have the UFOs is kind of ambiguous. It's not very, very useful. And there are issues with the gathering of information. It's not very systematic and it's not very well organized. So when people are calling for investigations of UFOs, it's not really because they have evidence that UFOs are aliens. It's because they don't have evidence for what UFOs are. We have these different ambiguous reports. We have these pilots say they saw something, but it doesn't show up on the radar. We have something show up on the radar, but the pilots perhaps saw something else. Or we have just these eyewitness accounts, which sometimes we know they vary by individual. So we have all these ambiguous data, and we don't have any good quality data to kind of rule things in or rule things out. And I think what people are calling for is just better studying of reports of unidentified objects so we can figure out what's going on. And I think another thing that they all say, Avril Haines said this, and it's in the report, is that UFOs are almost certainly, certainly I would say, have multiple different explanations. It's not like every single UFO has the same cause. They're not all swamp gas. They're not all plasma. They're not all birds. They're not all balloons.
Mick, Gene, and Kurt, you're in
the Paracast.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on our distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We have Mick West, Skeptic, Escaping the Rabbit Holes, his book. Our guest co-host is Kurt Collins. There are some comments and possible questions in our forums at forum.theparacast.com. I don't want to get into anything related to politics, folks, more than we are now in the sense of what government officials might be interested in, UFOs or UAPs. But, Kurt, do you have a couple of remarks you can present to us?
Well, yeah, I'm going to have to censor this question, though, so but I think Mick will be able to answer it. It has to do with a big lie. So what we're going to just do is talk about the idea of an authority figure that is giving you information and that you're supposed to believe it just by the weight of the source. It's the government, or it's a, you know, it's a body or an organization or political party or whatever. So this has happened throughout history, you know, in our current lives. You get some information and the public is just supposed to swallow it. So how do we know what to trust?
Well, you don't know what to trust. I think you can kind of trust some things more than other things. I think, you know, historically, obviously, people in government have lied to the American people. We know that politicians are often self-serving. We know they are often corrupt. We know that sometimes they conspire to do things. Like, you know, they'll work with people who give them money in exchange for favorable legislation, or they will make moves to influence foreign policy, you know, based on various things. So you have to be careful. You know, and I think, you know, one way that you can perhaps understand what's going on better is by looking at history. You know, trying to understand the sweep of history that has led us up to this moment. And that means, I think, not necessarily just looking at, you know, one person's view of history. I think a lot of times people will, you know, they'll look at some video and they think this explains, you know, how we got here. But, you know, reading, you know, multiple sources and multiple accounts of how we actually got where we are, understand things like the causes of the various wars. You know, why did we go to war with Vietnam, for example? Why was there a war in Iraq? Yeah, these things, sometimes they have competing explanations, and you have to understand that. You have to understand that it's sometimes difficult to arrive at the truth, because we live in a society which is naturally polarized around our political parties, and our political parties are opposed to each other, but they're also working for themselves, which means they might not be working for your benefit. So, you know, be careful. Look at history. Look for multiple sources. Don't get things from just one source. Now, if you can get multiple different independent viewpoints that gravitate towards the same thing, then it's probably more likely to be true than one guy crying out in the wilderness. But, you know, ultimately, it's okay to be suspicious. It's okay to be suspicious, but beware of putting all your eggs in one basket, in the, you know, they say the conspiracy theory basket, to give it a name, and try to look at multiple sources.
You know, one thing I'll mention here. So I'll give you an example. In the U.S., we have a number of cable news networks, but the most typical examples would be Fox News with a conservative orientation, CNN with more mainstream or possibly in some respects more liberal orientation, and the best way or approach to take would be to watch both, a little bit of both, get a sense of what each is saying, but more than that, and since you're a gentleman from the UK, look at BBC. Go look at the news sources from other countries, because even in countries that do not have English as a native language, they have English language services. Now, in the old days, when I was playing with shortwave radios as a kid, I'd listen to broadcasts from all over the world. Again, they would tailor broadcasts for this country, so I didn't have to worry about which language I could speak. But you'd find that going from country to country, you'd be almost in a different universe in terms of news coverage.
Yeah, and one thing I do is, instead of just reading one site for my news, I actually have, let's see, how many do I have now? I have 12 sites, and I've arranged them all on one page. And it kind of goes from left to right, top to bottom, and you know, up in the upper left, I have MSNBC and CNN, and then I have BBC, then NPR, and then the New York Times, then CNBC, which is a business perspective, which is interesting because that tells you what the business community is thinking about and what's important to the news for them. Then I have Reuters, which is a little bit more neutral. And then I have, I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's Chinese news, Xinhao, I think, Xinhao.net. Tells you what the Chinese people are talking about. Then I have Fox News, and then I have Breitbart, which gives a more, even more right-wing take than Fox News. And I think it's important, you know, even if you don't, you know, believe what Breitbart is saying, that it's good to know what they are saying. After that, I have RT, Russia Today, which, you know, is kind of like the Fox News of Russia in a way. It's kind of a Putin-friendly Russian news outlet. And then finally, I have Press TV, which is Iranian. And Press TV was actually banned by the CIA. They actually seized the PressTV.com domain a few months ago, and I couldn't actually get to it for a while until I changed it. I think it's PressTV.ir or something now. But I think it's useful to, you know, if you're able to look at things with an overview, even looking at something that is definitely foreign propaganda like Iranian TV is useful context. So looking at a whole bunch of different sources, it's a good way of trying to understand the world.
Well, certainly you'll get pictures of the world that you cannot believe. My son, for example, Grayson, lives in Madrid. And I can tell you, he's learning a lot more different things about the world than what he had being born in America and living in New York, New Jersey, and then in Arizona. So now he lives in another universe for me. But because we're both sci-fi writers, too, we found a way to communicate without screaming and yelling at one another. But I wanted to kind of dovetail back into something, which is, of course, conspiracy theories. And the reason is, of course, is that because we disbelieve what the government might tell us, whether it's UFOs or the JFK assassination or even 9/11, which I want to ask you about, they think someone out there or some agency, some individual has engaged in a conspiracy to hide the truth about something.
Yeah.
I mean, there are always variations on anything like this. Like with UFOs, we can say, well, maybe the government's hiding the truth. But then how would a secret like that, which is what bothers me, even though I accept the possibility of UFOs, how could they hide a secret since the 1940s?
Yeah.
See, that's the big thing about that. But let's look at, was there a specific reason or reasoning behind people embracing these ideas. I mean, I remember when Kennedy was assassinated, I'm that old, where suddenly one day a friend of mine invites me to a lecture featuring Mark Lane, author of a book called Rush to Judgment. This is before then. He was actually a former member of the New York State Assembly. And he was giving us very deep, specific reasons why Lee Harvey Oswald could not have been the lone assassin. Granted, there are reasons to dispute that, but that is the classic conspiracy theory of the ages, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And that's, you know, in America, that's in a way the start of the mainstreaming of the conspiratorial movement. Before JFK, the conspiracy theories that were kind of out there and, you know, people were discussing them were kind of stuck in the radical right. People like, you know, what became the John Birch Society, people who were very kind of, you know, right-wing type people, I guess, like people who would be like QAnon or Breitbart readers. Like nowadays, they had these conspiracy theories. They had like the, you know, theories about fluoride in the water and even vaccines and things like that. But they also had conspiracy theories about African Americans being forced into areas of the city where they live so that they would be forced out and things like that, like actual conspiracy theories about things like that and various other things. But after JFK, suddenly everybody was talking about conspiracies. It became this mainstream thing. And I think part of the reason why that was is that it was such a significant event, the assassination of the president, that people found it impossible to accept.
Let us accept these announcements, and we'll have more to come with Mick, Gene, and Kurt. You're in
the Paracast.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners, I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.